All Modern brings you the best of modern furniture. And they're celebrating the 4th of July with up to 60% off, plus an extra 20% off select styles. Bring vacation vibes home with breezy outdoor seating. Or enjoy leisurely lunches at clean line dining tables. All on sale at All Modern. And then get it delivered for free in days. You heard that right, days. That's Modern made simple. Shop up to 60% off, plus an extra 20% off select styles June 28th through July 7th during All Modern's 4th of July sale at allmodern.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What it do?
We got one of my favorite sponsors of all time.
All right.
Okay, have you heard of Athletic Greens?
No, but you and Joe have been telling me about it because we both use it. I'm still waiting to get mine.
Yeah, it's got less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs. It supports better sleep quality and recovery, and it supports mental clarity and alertness. Basically, I take a lot of vitamins. I've got like six, seven, you know, things of vitamins, everything. I had to take the cap off, to take them all. I take six or seven at a time, but not anymore. With Athletic Greens, you just take a packet or a scoop. It comes in packets or scoops. Put a scoop in the water, about 8 to 12 ounces of water, and you take it down. It tastes delicious. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. It's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself, and you're investing in an all-in-one nutritional insurance. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. It's recommended by athletes. So basically, with one scoop of this, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source ingredients, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Conan. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Conan, A-T-H-L-E-T-I-C-G-R-E-E-N-S.com/K-O-N-N-A-N. to take advantage and ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Okay, what do you take it for exactly, Joe? Because I know you like it.
It's vitamins.
Yeah, it's vitamins. I like it a lot because of the taste. I take mine in the morning, and actually what it did was, you know, I was taking a multivitamin, I was taking a probiotic for my gut, I was taking something for energy, something for sleep, whatever. That can cost you hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month to keep taking all these things. Like Disco said, he takes six different things, right? With Athletic Greens, you use your one scoop in the morning, and you're good. You can cancel out all these millions of vitamins and spending hundreds and all that. You know, some people don't like to take big, thick vitamins and pills and all that. This is a drink. It's delicious, and it takes care of everything.
Yeah, basically, Conan, it's just the simplicity of taking a multivitamin and a probiotic. Just put anything that tastes good, just drink it down right before you. I do it right before my first meal of the day, and it's great. It's perfect. It's so much more convenient.
So you just take it once a day?
Just once a day. It's all you need right before your first meal.
Yep, one scoop in water. Boom.
Yeah, and I was reading right here. It says that you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins.
And also, you know, our viewers, like we promote a lot of products on the show, and our listeners probably have different types of diets. And it's whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free. It works for everything.
So take care of your digestive system, your immune system, your vitamins, your minerals, all in one powder, good-tasting form. Joe and Disco have been using it. I will be using it soon and giving you my reaction on it. But if they're putting it over, obviously it's good. Check it out.
It's athleticgreens.com/KONAN.
All right, as usual, we always looking out for your wellness and your lifestyle and how you can stay healthier. And here's another example, athleticgreens.com. Boom. Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Talks. What's the topic today, D.I.?
I want to talk about, because it's been an interesting reaction, but the Jill Biden comments that she made when she – where was she at, Joe? San Antonio or some Unidos, whatever this was.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if you saw this.
Unidos US, formerly known as National Council of La Raza.
Okay. So let's just hear this is short, she cuts a little promo here, and now let's hear what she says. I want to hear your thoughts on this because you're Mexican, Conan. Or Cuban. You're Latino.
The diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength. The diversity of this.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, that was the.
But I wonder, what did you do? Okay, so the thing about this is, like, you know, you hear those comments, and I'm going back, bro, like, for a week, you know, CNN, MSNBC, when Trump posted the picture, remember he's on the plane and he's eating the Taco Bell. And he's like, I love Mexicans, right? Case, and it's just like, you know, like the typical old New York guy's like, hey, what are we gonna do? How can I get over the Mexican crowd? Let me eat some tacos, you know, Taco Bowl, right? You know, sort of thing. And he got railed for it, you know, kind of deservedly so, because it's a stupid, you know, you're completely missing the mark of what you're trying to say. You know, it's like, hey, I eat Taco Bell, so this shows how much I love the Mexican community, right? Latino community. So she does the same. What I consider kind of the same thing. Like if like say like Melania Trump had made that cut that promo, and you know, I think that, like, you know, everybody, if she was right, they'd call her racist. What did you take from this comments? What did you think of that promo?
Yeah, there's just tone deaf. It's just another example of a person trying to act like they know what the fuck's going on and looking like a bigger idiot for it. And I can't believe that these people that have so much money, so many assistants, so many pampers, so many image counselors,
speechwriters,
so many people that should be there should say, hey, that's not the way you pronounce it. You know,
right. Yeah, because you notice
you should make sure, and you should make sure that you're pronouncing shit that isn't in your language correctly, because you're insulting people by, you know, showing them that you're just reading something to get over with them, which comes up as disingenuous. And then comparing people to tacos, to breakfast tacos, that's not a good look. You know, it's just an older white woman who's out of fucking touch, and it made her look stupid.
Right.
You know?
And I think the funny thing about it.
And
is,
the thing is like, you know, Americans, they like to go, hey, amigo, hey, chingon,
or what?
Chingon, right, yeah. Hey. They learn a word And then they just keep using it and using it like they know Spanish or some shit. And
right. Here's what I thought this was funny too. So of course, because they're, you know, the White House issued a press release. Like people were saying, well, just listen to what she actually said. I heard what she actually, I actually heard it, you know, and they have the whole thing. But I said that, I go, that even the press release isn't accurate because that she didn't say bodegas. She said Bogadas. And I'm like, and she's a doctor of education. I'm like, how could you like this? It was like a complete butcher job. The funny thing about this I want to talk about, because I don't know what they said, but Univision, the on Univision on the news, they discussed this. I want to know what they're saying about this, because we're going to play this clip. It's not that long. It's like 2 minutes. But Coney, you can tell me, like, Joe, play like 30 seconds of it and stop it so Coney can tell us what they're saying here. Okay?
Okay.
Hasta memes para Joe Biden, la primera dama, esto al haber comparado a los latinos con un plato mexicano. Pero ¿por qué lo dijo? ¿En dónde lo dijo? ¿Y cómo han reaccionado nuestra colega Andrea León? Nos tiene más información. Andrea, cuéntanos el contexto total. Adelante.
Okay. All right. Stop. So what did you say there?
Well, she's basically throwing it off to this girl and saying, hey, she made this statement and people are up in uproar about it, but you got to remember the context, where she did it and why she said it. And this girl right here is going to talk on it. So let's hear what she says.
Así es, Caro. Y tras recibir una ola de críticas y ver memes como estos por todas partes en las redes sociales, luego de decir que los latinos somos tan únicos como los tacos de desayuno, la primera dama tuvo que disculparse. Su portavoz dijo, la primera dama se disculpa porque sus palabras transmitieron algo más que pura admiración y amor por la comunidad latina.
Okay, stop right there. What did you just say?
Okay, go back a little bit again.
Luego de decir que los latinos somos tan únicos como los tacos de desayuno, la primera dama tuvo que disculparse. Su portavoz dijo, la primera dama se disculpa porque sus palabras transmitieron algo más que pura admiración y amor por la comunidad latina.
So they're just saying that, you know, she made this statement and that now her, you know, the, I guess the White House or whoever is trying to say that, you know, she all she was trying to do was show love and admiration. Let me see what else.
Te cuento, esto ocurrió durante su discurso en la conferencia anual de Unidos US, el grupo de defensa hispana más grande del país en San Antonio, Texas. Escuchemos qué exactamente dijo.
Yeah, they're going to play what Joe Biden said. Fast forward that. I just want to hear what she says afterwards.
Luego de esto, los republicanos dijeron que estaba comparando a los latinos con los tacos. El senador republicano Marco Rubio de Florida incluso cambió su foto de perfil de Twitter por una imagen de un taco. Y la Asociación Nacional de Periodistas Hispanos le envió un mensaje diciendo, NAH alienta a la primera dama y a su equipo de comunicaciones a tomarse el tiempo para comprender mejor las complejidades de nuestra gente y comunidades. No somos tacos.
Okay, stop, Joe.
Well, okay, so basically Marco Rubio.
When they're showing the picture
Rubio,
of the tacos, what are they? Okay, go ahead.
Marco Rubio being the simp that he is, now his Twitter page has a picture of a taco because he's backing her up. Okay? That's number one. Number two, this group.
Marco Rubio is making fun of her.
Yeah.
That's why he had the picture of the taco. Yeah.
So this Spanish group basically sent a message to her that she should know a little bit more about the culture before making like insensitive comments like that.
Right. Keep going.
So she's getting destroyed.
Right. Okay.
We're not tacos. Let me see. Go back.
What does that say right there?
We're not tacos. We're formed by various cultures and traditions, some of them culinary. Don't reduce us to a stereotype.
Mm. Okay. Keep playing it.
Está formada por varias diásporas, culturas y tradiciones alimentarias. No nos reduzcan a estereotipos. Pero Janet Murguía, la actual presidenta y directora ejecutiva de Unidos US, dijo que el grupo se sentía honrado de recibirla y llamarla una gran amiga de nuestra comunidad durante años. Todo esto en un momento crucial en el que el presidente Joe Biden y los demócratas buscan llegar a...
But the group that invited her, that U.S., whatever it's called.
Unidos, whatever, right?
Right. They said that they're honored that she showed up and made the, you know, did that fucking statement. Yeah.
Right. Okay, keep going to the end here.
A más votantes hispanos antes de las elecciones de medio término, chicos, y también durante la visita, pues, de el mandatario mexicano.
All right.
Yeah, something important. Yeah.
Okay.
So the news buried her. The place that, you know, invited her, defended her,
mm-hmm.
and most Latinos, if not all, are burying her.
Right, which is, bro, this is the fascinating thing. This is why, like this administration is just like a lot of missteps because, bro, they're losing the Hispanic vote, right? And I think what they were trying to do, because, bro, it's like right now in the United States, I think Hispanics are 39% Republicans and 38%. They just passed. It just got flipped. Like it used to be, you know, like it was definitely a majority Hispanics were voting for Democrat, right? And I think right now in the polling, they're passing them. And like I think they did this to try to get it to, you know, they're trying to get the Hispanic vote back, and they just like they like this is going to make it even worse, you know. And
it's just so weird to me because Hispanics, you know, who are voting Republican, yeah, Democrats haven't done shit for them, neither have Republicans. But bro, the biggest racist element is in the Republican party, and I don't know why they would be following them. But either way, right. Like I said, I really don't give a fuck about either party.
Well, it says here, DI, that Hispanic vote could effectively establish GOP dominance in American politics, not only in the presidential election, but in congressional contests as well. And it suggested that all they need is just over 30% to make that happen. And it says since 1985, Republican presidents have received 30% or more of the Hispanic vote. Reagan twice, George H.W. once, George W. twice, John McCain, and Donald Trump in 2020. In 2020 even. Wow.
Right. But here's the thing about it is that I think what the thing is it's turning on is people just cannot stand, like in Mexican, you know, there's a lot of older Mexicans and they just cannot stand these white millennials.
Insincerity.
Like trying to like the insincerity, like the Latinx shit.
Yep.
And everything. And like, you know what I'm saying? It's weird how like the Democratic Party is kind of like damaging themselves from within by a specific element. It's like these millennial white people are like just coming up with all the like they want to be offended for everybody and stuff. And I just think it's, you know, it's weird, but we're not really a two-party system anymore. But we still have to vote that way. There's a lot of different political ideologies right now. You know, you got like the Bill Maher Democrats, the Progressive Democrats, the MAGA Republicans, the, you know, the just basically this, the conservative Republicans and stuff. Everything. There's really kind of four parties right now. And you see like the Bill Maher Democrats and just the conservative Republicans are finding a lot of common ground. And I mean, they should be able to have like a third party come out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Just stick the MAGA Republicans on one extreme, stick the progressives on the other extreme. And there should be a lot of common ground in between. But it's like the way our system is set up, we can't vote any other way than like right or left.
All right.
It's like there's just two choices right now. And Andrew Yang has been kind of like really trying to start another party up. And like, dude, I can honestly, you know, like 4 or 5 years from now, I could see it possibly happening because things happen fast in politics these days. But it's like right now, it's like this is just a perfect example of how the you know, the polarization of politics in our country, where both sides just are constantly doing hypocritical things. Neither side wants to admit they're hypocrites. And people in the middle are like looking at it and look at these things. And bro, they're like providing comedy for us. You know? So it's like, I don't know. Bro, what shirt are you wearing, by the way? That's why are you wearing the Durbin sent you that shirt, didn't he, Conan?
Yes, I only wear it on the show.
On the show? And tell the fans what the shirt says.
Welcome to the business or some shit like that?
Welcome to the business, honey.
Yeah.
Remember, because that was my statement on the I was talking about one of these millennial female wrestlers that was complaining she wasn't getting pops in the crowd or something, and you know, like she wasn't getting over, she wasn't getting opportunities. And,
right.
Yeah. Right. So that's my shirt. Welcome to the business, honey. You know, because like a lot of us have had to deal with not getting pushed before. But yeah, just in summation, it's just like a misstep. You know, in this. The typical, like, whenever the right wingers do something bad, they try to cover for themselves. Whenever the left wingers do something bad, they try to cover for themselves. And, like, they can't, each side is making fun of the other, and neither side wants to admit when it's funny, when their own side's funny. You know, it's just that, I don't know. I thought that was comedy. And I just thought it's funny that it's like everybody buried it. So
I would just love to know what imbecile on her staff wrote that. And much like Conan says about how there should be Hispanic writers in wrestling because of all the Hispanic representation in the ring, there should be a Hispanic member or more or several on her staff, to, you know, and on Joe's staff to write these speeches where they come across looking like idiots.
Right.
And totally out of touch.
Conan, do you ever talk politics with any like other your like the Mexican the Mexican wrestlers? Like when you go to Mexico, are these guys, is it kind of like here where politics is a big thing on social media and everybody's talking about it all the time? Well, what's the Mexican culture like when it comes to politics these days? Is it similar to the United States?
No.
Not at all, huh?
No.
What do Mexicans care more about? Like what's the topic of conversation?
Security and getting paid.
That's it, right? Yeah. Pretty much here, because right now it's like people are scared of the police, people are scared of the drug gangs, and people are scared. Pretty much, yeah. So, all right. Well, that was an interesting topic. I thought, but it's like, you know, just shows that like this. We need some people that are more in touch with people. Like there's people are not as abnormal as you would think if you watched all the shit that happens on the news. Like, I don't think the news is an actual representation of like a lot of the shit that goes on in this country. Because I go to work, nobody talks about this shit. You know, where everybody's just working and stuff and everything. But when you go on social media and you watch the news, you get these pictures of like, you know, everything's racial, everything's this, and it's just like I just don't think this is an accurate picture of what's going on today.
No, well, so they manipulate the truth for ratings, and they fucking, you know, they're there to try to get ratings. They're trying to generate interest. They're not, you know what I'm saying?
It's almost like you're keeping score, like it's a video game, because like these things don't really mean a lot, but it's like you're scoring points on the other side when they do something like this, and you like put them like, hey, that's a W for us, yeah, and then you like you cheer. Then your side does something wrong, and you won't take the L. They're taking the W, and you don't. And it's like it's a game, but it's not
right,
really.
And the country suffers.
Yeah, it does, absolutely. So, all right. Well, that's been K100 Talks this week.
All right. If you got any questions or comments, send them to the mailbag k100questions@gmail.com.
Or if you want a topic you'd like us to discuss, we'll be. Yeah, you can send. You can send suggestions for show topics into the mailbag, but you can't send. We're not going to read those. Just send those. Send suggestions for unread. We're not going to read those on the air.
Yeah, put K100 Talks as a subject.
Right. All right. Cool. Hi, man.
All right. That's been K100 Talks. Boom.